Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town, and exactly 2 months from today, I will take the stage at River City Roll for Football Fest 3, prime time, 6 to 10 p.m. It's going to be a ton of fun. If you want to get involved, if you want your company to be involved in Football Fest, maybe get your logo in front of hundreds of football fans, well, you can get in touch with our wonderful sales staff right now at Odyssey Richmond, thefanrichmond.com. But on Mondays, of course, we recap all of the sports action live from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and listen to the show. We are live and local from 12 to 3 p.m. And 3 p.m., it's Burger Night. Back like it never left, Mondays at Capital Ale House, downtown Midlothian or in Innsbruck, 3 p.m. to midnight. Get a cheeseburger for $2.95. We're at bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. But you know how we like to start the show every day? By catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world with the finals going on all weekend long. As we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
You heard Michael talking about it on his show. Tuesday night, the Stanley Cup will be in the building in Florida as they have a 3-2 series lead. Let's rewind to Saturday. It was Marchand putting the Panthers on the board first. Let's take a listen to the call on WQAM.
Off the draw, Marchand heads in, a shot, he scores! Brad Marchand, top corner, and the Panthers strike first with 10:48 left in the first.
They made it 2-0, and then into the third period, it became 3-0 with the same man putting it into the back of the net. Let's take a listen to the call.
Out to the point. It's worked across to Bouchard, but the pass broken up. Marchand in, past Wallman. Marchand, and he scores! Marchand went to the backhand. He sneaks it down low, past Pickard. What an individual effort for Brad Marchand.
So that was a huge goal right there. Panthers would go on to get the win 5-2. Let's take a listen to the final call.
5 seconds on the clock. The whistle blows. Now they're going to run it off, I believe. The final seconds tick away, and the Panthers are 5-2 winners here in Game 5 in Edmonton. The Panthers take a 3-2 lead in the Stanley Cup Final.
And it's headed back home. Just like all of Canada, I will be rooting for Edmonton tomorrow, hoping the series will be extended to 7. Over to the NBA on the Sports app. Game 5 from Oklahoma City as the Thunder get a massive win in Game 4. And just like that, in the blink of an eye, this series is tied. And the Thunder now have regained home court advantage with Games 5 and 7, if necessary, in OKC. Pacers in 6 was my prediction. They'll need to win 2 straight for that to happen. Pascal Siakam after the game talking about just what went wrong on their home court falling in game four.
And we watched what we did wrong and trying to get better at those things. And at the end of it, you know, like we just got to go out there and again, do things that we've done in the past. And so we have that confidence that we can do it. So it's going to take a lot and it's going to be hard. But I think, you know, we have the group capable of doing that.
I think the Pacers have shown they have the better team, the team effort, and they were just missing open shots. The OKC Thunder, they've got the MVP. And the MVP stepped up and I believe scored 15 fourth quarter points to help the Thunder come back and get that massive victory in game four. Let's take a listen to a former coach, Bickerstaff, on the most important thing in game five.
The Pacers offense, to me, I thought the offense let them down in the fourth quarter, but I thought they changed.
I agree.
And that was a bit of what OKC did, too. In the fourth quarter, they slowed down. They had one assist in the fourth quarter, 20 assists on their first 29 field goals. They went pick and roll heavy in that fourth quarter. Oklahoma City started switching, and Chet did a great job of moving his feet, keeping the ball in front of him, turned it into isolation situations. So what I also want to think is, like, there's this whole thing, if I'm the Pacers, about we lost this game, we lost control. Four or five possessions in the NBA, we've seen it, is absolutely nothing going into a fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. You think about the three ball, you think about Oklahoma City's ability to get stops. So if I'm the Pacers, I'm not rattled right now. I know we can go back to the formula that we had that got us the lead, and we just have to continue to play through that formula.
JB, to your...
I agree with him. I'm just frustrated if you're a Pacers fan because you had the opportunity on your home court to hit those tough shots. Now you're going to have to do it on the road. We did have a massive trade in the NBA over the weekend, which will set up a summer of trades here in the NBA. The Grizzlies trade Desmond Bane to the Magic in the first blockbuster deal. We know Kevin Durant might be traded, Giannis Antetokounmpo. There are going to be massive names on the trading block. The first, Grizzlies shooting guard Desmond Bane, headed to Orlando for KCP, Kontavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, and four unprotected first-round picks and one first-round swap. That happened on Sunday. Over to the NFL on the Sport. The Bengals and Trey Hendrickson have resumed talks on a contract extension. If you're a Commanders fan like myself, you're hoping those go terribly wrong and he could get traded. We have not heard an update in a few weeks after he skipped OTAs. The latest is that Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals have resumed talks on a new contract. Saints, after a minicamp tryout, sign former Rams running back Cam Akers to a one-year deal. New Orleans signs Akers to a one-year deal after a minicamp tryout over the weekend. We move over to Major League Baseball on the Sports app. Washington Nationals, it's been ugly. They have now lost eight straight games, just got waxed by the Marlins. Game tonight against the Rockies, and the question of the day is, should Davey Martinez be fired? He just has not been the right manager for the job since the success that they had when they won the World Series. This is a team that hasn't won 70 games since then. And eight straight losses, I mean, especially getting swept by the Marlins, it's been an ugly start to June for the Washington Nationals. But the Orioles have been pretty good. I believe they've won 11 of 15 games. Stubb would be able to tell us the full story on the O's. But how about a grand slam over the weekend? Let's take a listen to the call.
Fly ball, left center field, hit pretty deep. Adele's at the wall, so is Ward. It is a grand slam for Gary Sanchez.
O's have won 11 of the last 15, and they swept three of the last five series, trying to turn it around about the midway point of the Major League Baseball season. We move over to soccer on the Sports app. It's the summer of soccer here in the U.S., and we'll start with the Gold Cup. A lot of controversy about Mauricio Pochettino's first two games being two losses in friendlies ahead of the Gold Cup without the USA's superstar goal scorer Christian Pulisic. But over the weekend, the USA was dominant in their first victory in the Gold Cup against Trinidad and Tobago. Let's take a listen to goal after goal.
Very smart as Ajimon is going to win the ball back here.
Takes it off Alvin Jones. Here's Jack McGlynn. Jack McGlynn forced to cut it back. Hooks it across into the middle. And there's the opening goal. Malik Tillman a quarter hour in. And the U.S. finally on the board at the Gold Cup. And Luna just giving right to him. Luna's got McGlynn for support, Tillman for support. It's Malik Tillman, and it's two for the United States. Haji Wright running in. Haji Wright cutting back. Haji Wright adds another. Two substitutes come off the bench and add two more goals for the United States against Trinidad and Tobago. Job done for the United States and the first step of a journey here at the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Two from Tillman, a pair of assists from Luna and Arston, and happy smiles all around here in San Jose.
So 5-0 USA over Trinidad and Tobago in their first game of the Gold Cup. That will continue with action tonight starting at 7 p.m. Panama in action. Jamaica is your late game in Group C. But we mentioned the summer of soccer. The FIFA Club World Cup has come to America with action today. Chelsea against LAFC, Boca Juniors against Benfica. But we rewind to Sunday. As you thought 5-0 was good from Team USA, how about Bayern Munich? 10-0. What is this, a baseball score? Let's take a listen to the final call.
Well, Bayern have been brutal. They have battered and bruised Auckland City. Bayern Munich have started the Club World Cup in style. Auckland City are hurting. Bayern Munich win 10-0.
PSG, your Champions League winners, start their Club World Cup campaign against Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid gets an early red card. PSG dominant in a 4-0 victory. We move over to golf on the sports app. JJ Spahn clinched the 2025 U.S. Open at Oakmont with a dramatic 64-foot putt to win the championship. Going into the U.S. Open, players were warned that Oakmont Country Club was going to be unforgiving, and that proved to be true. Bryson DeChambeau and others completely missed the cut. It was rain-drenched. There was water delays in the fourth round, and Spahn came back from behind to win it. It was fantastic, highlighted by the longest putt of the entire tournament. To put it all to bed, let's take a listen to the call.
Want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it. Two putts.
How about one? In one of the most unlikely final round Sundays in U.S. Open history, J.J. Spahn closes the deal with a birdie at the last.
How about that for your weekend update on the sports app? The question today on the Richmond Commander: who do you expect from the roster last season to take a step up, and who will take a step down? We'll take your phone calls at 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commander. We'll ask Craig Hoffman, the Commander's beat writer, his thoughts at 1:30, and then Hokie Steve will join us live from Capitol Ale House at 2 p.m. We crosstalk with Michael Phillips when we return here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, you hear him from 10 to noon. It's Michael Phillips. Michael, I tweeted, what does the AWOD Army want to hear more to start the show today? NBA Finals Game 5? Or Linnell versus Laramie Tunsil? Where do you weigh in on this?
I had 2 hours. I did it all, man. We did two segments of Linnell. I will be honest. You heard me. I did more baseball. The Devers trade's still wild to me. I did a little more baseball in NBA, but I did not ignore the NBA. Big NBA weekend for sure. But, man, I love a good media beef. It feels like last year the vibes were so good. Help me if I'm forgetting one, but I don't think there were national ones, but they felt a little forced. It was a little like guys disrespecting Jaden Daniels by not calling him the greatest quarterback ever. It feels good to have an honest to goodness one, you know, like feels like old times again.
Well, it was fun. It was my highlight of the weekend seeing it. If you missed it, here's what happened. Linnell Willingham, who we've had on the show several times. I'd like to say that I've mentored the young kid, but now I think he's run off and he's doing his own thing. Because I didn't tell him to go after Laramie Tunsil. But he went on a rant, very upset that Laramie Tunsil skipped voluntary OTAs. And Tunsil would then go on to screen record the audio and create it into a hype video of him working out in the off season, in which he has Drake say blank, and it is the F-bomb towards Linnell Willingham. So, Michael, I heard your take on it. I don't think Linnell is wrong at all to say, man, it would have been nice to get you at voluntary OTAs, but I thought that the anger should have been more towards Marshawn Lattimore than a Laramie Tunsil, and that's where I think I differ on Linnell on this, but also he picked the biggest, strongest, most badass person in the DMV to pick a fight with, and now that person is upset with you. That's wild. That's why I told the intern, you never know who's listening.
He was listening, or somebody on his team was listening, made a whole video out of it. You know, of course, I will give you agreement on that. That was my take last week, was Lattimore had the most to lose here, no question. And I think did lose it by not showing up, whether that was because of injury or any other reason. You know, optional means optional if you can afford for it to be optional, right? That's the rule in the NFL. If you're good enough, those practices are optional. If you're not good enough, those practices aren't optional anymore. Marshawn Lattimore right now is not good enough for the practices to be optional. They very much are for Laramie Tunsil. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. He is one of the best left tackles in all of football. He's going to show up and produce. Trent Williams did this back in the day as well. Trent Williams had optional practices. If you are one of the 10 best left tackles in football, practice is not mandatory for you. And so you could say, I think everything Linnell said, of course, rings true. Like, you'd love for him to drink the Kool-Aid, to be a Dan Quinn culture guy, to be setting the tone, to be helping everybody else out, to be ready for the season. Those would all be great things. If he was the kind of guy who did those things, he wouldn't have been available on the trade market, and he wouldn't be on his third team as a star left tackle in the NFL. We knew exactly what we were getting here, and as long as he provides that, nobody's going to be complaining in Week 10.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of loved everything about the video he posted using Linnell's audio as motivation. I think he's going to have a fantastic season. I think he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. I feel like if you asked him, he would say, I have no idea why the heck the Texans traded me, and I hope they lose. Like, I think that's the vibe I'm getting from Laremy Tunsil after that trade, so I'm expecting big things. We have a bit we're doing on the show today. Step up or step down, Michael? 2024 statistics for the Commanders players. Will they take a step forward or a step down? I'm going to start by throwing the hardest one at you, and I think I know what you're going to say. Jaden Daniels, 3,500 yards, 25 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, QBR of 70.6. Will he take a step up or a step down statistically?
I would like to separate out the question so that I can give you maybe a little bit of the answer you're looking for. Step down in rushing yards, step up in passing statistics. I think with the addition of Deebo Samuel, he can take a little bit of that rushing game pressure off of himself. I think he can be more of a true passer. And look, fourth down, I still want that guy using his legs. But they ran a lot of plays last year. First and 10 quarterback run, second and 10 quarterback run, and I understand the importance of keeping a defense honest, but I also enjoy having my star quarterback available for all 17 weeks, too. I think they phase that out of the offense. Those touches go to Deebo. I think his rushing numbers go down, but I think as the corollary, his passing numbers, raw numbers, could go up.
I think you're being nice, Michael, because I know that you truly believe that there's just no way he can statistically repeat what he did as a rookie. And so, yeah, you might see more passing yards. I think you're going to see more interceptions. I think you're going to see less touchdown passes. You might see more on the ground. Yeah. I mean, we both talked about the entire offseason. It's almost impossible for him to redo what he did because he was just nearly perfect for most of the season.
Yes, passing yardage up. But if you're asking me, will his stats go up or down? Down is the safe pick for sure. It was an incredible season. Defenses are going to be keying in on him all off season. If the question is strictly, will his passing yardage go up or down? I feel confident hitting the up here if he stays healthy. But like in a broad sense of, you know, will he be up or down? Down is the safer play for sure. There's not a lot of room up there above the ceiling on up.
Yeah, I talked you into being on the same page with me, and that's the struggle is, well, Jaden, I think, will take a slight step down because it was just so hard to replicate what he did. Terry with his 13 touchdown step down. I think you're going to get a step down version of Ertz as he gets older. Maybe a step down version of Eckler because he was just so good when he was healthy. Throw some names on here. They're going to be step up because, my goodness, Michael, we're going to need those guys to step up.
I'd like a Terry up, actually. I think the addition of Deebo will free him up, especially as Deebo proves his value. I'm prepared to take an up on Terry here. I agree with you on Eckler. It's a health concern more than anything else. It's tough to see him making it 18 weeks, just given the history and what he went through last year. So I think down is very much the safe play there. I would love to see a Ben Sinnott big up, right? You know, I'm waiting to see him at training camp before I make that prediction, but certainly there's a lot of room for up there. Some room for Luke McCaffrey up as well. Would love to see those. Would love to see a more balanced offense, right, where we are talking about some of these guys going down, but it's not because the offense is struggling, but it's because it's more balanced in the attack.
Yeah, I would love to see B-Rob step up, McCaffrey step up, Luvu step up, and the new addition, Deebo Samuel. I fully expect him to have better stats than last year, but can he step up to the level of his play of 2022 or 2021? That would make a massive difference for the offense.
Yeah, you're darn right, it would. On defense, give me a Sanders still up. I think he's going to maybe make some noise, get some more interceptions this year. The only potential caveat on that is if Lattimore doesn't pan out and if Amos is maybe coming along a little slower than we thought, they're never going to throw the ball his direction. But if he gets the opportunity to make plays, I believe he's going to make the plays. I think he's going to have a great offseason. I think he's a good potential up candidate as well.
Michael, we always appreciate you taking the time to join us today. Hope you had a great weekend, man. Anything you wanted to highlight for us? Any Father's Day story?
First off, I just want to say Joey Chestnut's back in the Nathan's hot dog eating competition this year, and I think that's going to help us all heal as Americans. It's a divisive time. Everybody understands that. I think this is something we can all rally around together. It's the right decision for him, for America, for hot dog eaters everywhere, so I'm certainly quite pleased with that. We got the Nintendo Switch 2, Adam. I was playing some Mario Kart this weekend with the crew. Very, very nice Father's Day. What do you want? Let's sit around and play some video games. Madden coming out on the Switch this year. I haven't played Madden in many years because it has not been on the Nintendo platform. So I am very excited for that. And I'd like to issue a formal challenge to one Stubb McStubberson, star producer, to take him on at AWOD's Football Fest 3 at River City Roll.
Ooh. Sounds good. Football Fest 3, August 16th. We just had a fantastic meeting with the sales team this morning. Everybody is on board, all hands on deck, and I'm looking forward to it. Michael, you've been a big help in making this thing bigger and bigger every single year. So Football Fest 3, August 16th, save the date, put it on your calendar. It's going to be a ton of fun. That's Michael Phillips. You can hear him from 10 to 12 noon on AWOD Radio, 12 to 3 on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We wanted to continue our Commanders conversation right now, 833-804-0910. Step up, step down. Had a listener told me he doesn't want to name anybody as a step down. The whole team is going to step up, and they're going to repeat what they did this season, hopefully. 12 wins and a trip to the conference championship game. I'm just so excited for this new look offensive line. We briefly mentioned Laremy Tunsil, who did show up for minicamp after missing OTAs. Connerly on the other side. How much of a step up is Brandon Coleman going to make, moving from tackle to guard, Biotish, and then the return of Sam Cosmi, which I am very much looking forward to. And optimism is starting to grow behind Sam Cosmi making a successful return from the ACL injury. This is what John Keim reported over the weekend from ESPN. Quote, "There's definite optimism about the pace of the recovery. What that means for the season is still a little bit early to say. There are still more markers along the way, but it's looking good for Sam Cosmi right now. Everything so far has been looking good. When you watch him do some agility work, he looks good. When you tear an ACL, a lot of time it's the movement from side to side, but I think being a lineman helps him in this situation. You don't have to do maybe as much as skill position guys do. On the other hand," John Keim would go on to say, "you've got to rely on those knees and legs to help get yourself some power, but so far so good for Sam Cosmi." And he is a big part of the offensive line. He's the best player on the offensive line. You certainly saw his absence in the Eagles game after getting hurt against the Detroit Lions in last year's NFL postseason. But Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio, who's going to take a step up? Who's going to take a step down? We've had Stubb and our intern come up with a few players. I unfortunately feel like you have to start with Jaden taking a step down, because it's just going to be so tough for him statistically to repeat what he did last season. It's not that I don't think he's going to be really good, but he was nearly perfect last year. I mean, we had not seen a completion percentage like that. We hadn't seen a rookie get that great of a touchdown to interception ratio. I mean, all offseason last year, it was Stubb in my ear saying, "Yeah, well, a rookie quarterbacks, they don't ever win more than 9 games. I predicted 10. And Jaden was able to do that. So I kind of think you'll see a slight step down from Jaden, but who's going to take the biggest step up? I don't know about you guys, but I am starting to really believe that's going to be the new addition, wide receiver Deebo Samuel. I know that there was the controversy of people saying he looked out of shape running some routes. And last year they said he was overweight playing in the National Football League. I'm not believing any of that. I thought it was so cool that George Kittle and Bobby Wagner came to his support on social media. None of them needed to do that. They're probably not even on Twitter very often, so it's like they seeked it out to make sure that they could let everyone know, hey, we've got Deebo Samuel's back. And when he's at his best, he is an absolute game wrecker. And I really find it hard to believe that he's not going to be close to or at his best this season because it's a contract year. If he's awful, I mean, we could be looking at the end of Deebo Samuel's career, and I don't think that's going to happen because he's still 29 years old. He's still 29 years old and wants desperately to be a Super Bowl champion. So last year, 3 touchdowns, 670 yards. I mean, he's just going to go way above that in my mind because that's not anywhere near what he usually has averaged throughout his entire career, which he spent in San Francisco. So just to recap for everybody, his rookie season, 800 yards and 3 touchdowns. I expect something like that this year. Second year he got hurt, and then 2021 he had his best statistical season, and the 49ers made it all the way to the Super Bowl. 1,400 yards, 6 touchdowns, including an unbelievable nearly 400 yards, 365 on the ground, with 8 touchdowns. I mean, if we got 2021 Deebo Samuel, watch out, NFC. I mean, it's going to be all-day Commanders. So I think Debo's at the top of my list for step up. Let's go behind the glass. We'll start with Stubby. Stub, who's your biggest step up this year?
I feel really good about kind of the O-line as a whole, and especially Brandon Coleman moving back to guard.
Yeah.
I think we could see him be Sam Cosmi level. I mean, he took over left tackle like a champ, even though that wasn't his, you know, defining thing. And as a third-round draft pick, I think going back to what he played in college, if he was that good at tackle, I think he's going to be even better at guard.
I really like that pick because the fact that you're right. He was thrown into left tackle, and like on most teams, he would have still been the starting left tackle because he was good enough. But this is a team that's trying to win it all, a championship contender, an NFC championship game team that's just not a good enough left tackle. Like if this was the Dallas Cowboys from what they did last year, you could have stuck with Brandon Coleman. But this team's trying to take a big step forward, so you move him inside. And I'm hoping it can have the same impact that the Eagles line had when Mekhi Becton went from the outside to the inside. So I really like that answer, Brandon Coleman, and I'm with you on the entire offensive line being a step up from last season. Biff, where are you at here?
Yeah, I mean, I got 3. And I know one is your guy, Ben Sinnott. The 3 that I have, they have to step up. It's not they will. It's like they have to for us to be where we want to be. Ben Sinnott, obviously, John Bates is not the tight end we all thought he would be. And Ben Sinnott, talking about to Quinn, said that he's had a great offseason, so I'm super excited to see what he can do in that offense. Luke McCaffrey, we talked about the little guy. Again, he has to step up with the injury of Noah Brown. Even if he can be in like a quick little slot, yards after catch have been very impressive, fast and aggressive. Leader, too, as well. And then Brian Robinson, he has to step up as well because I worry that Austin Ekeler will step down and because of his age and injury. And so if Brian Robinson can limit the turnover ratio that he had last year, that fumble problem, I think those 3 guys are very, very key in improving this year.
Yeah, and you're right. Those 3 need to step up, not just for the team's success, or they'll be out of the roster.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael wanted them to draft the tight end this year. I've been saying if Sinnott doesn't step up, they'll draft, Ertz's replacement or Sinnott's replacement next year. I think all of Commanders Nation feels that way about Brian Robinson Jr. I'm totally okay with giving him one more year to prove it and to step up, but you're replacing him next year if that doesn't happen. And Luke McCaffrey, I feel the same way, and I even think Jalen Lane might get more opportunities this year than a Luke McCaffrey, especially with him playing special teams. But it's very interesting about Brian Robinson because I felt like he has been close to like breaking through and getting to the level that we all want him to get to. 797 yards, 733. Then last year, 799. And the 8 touchdowns, right? That was a huge step forward in touchdowns. But his receiving yards took a step back. Can he give us 1,000 yards all-purpose? That's what I'm asking for, and probably double-digit touchdowns if he's going to be your team's starting running back and you're trying to make it to the conference championship game. I mean, I think that's possible. I think that's a goal that he can hit. He has only done that one time in his career, and that was 2023 when Sam Howell was throwing it to him down the sidelines very often. It was like Sam Howell loved the check down, so it worked with Brian Robinson. But in terms of step down, I said Jaden, and I'm hoping that's not the case, but I just think it's just more realistic. Terry stepped down. Maybe Michael's right. He'll get more yards. I don't think he gets 13 touchdowns. Eckler stepped down. Ertz stepped down. And then Bobby Wagner stepped down defensively. I mean, that's like five or six guys that were big, impactful pieces last year. So to deal with that, you're going to need a big step up from Samuel, McCaffrey, B-Rob. And defensively, I'm looking at Frankie Louvu. I like Mikey Sanders still as well, taking a step forward. And then you look at guys that weren't even on the team last year. Can Will Harris be a step up over Jeremy Chinn? That's going to be the difficult one right there, because I just thought that Jeremy Chinn was so good last year as a thumper and stopping the run. Maybe Will Harris is going to be better at creating turnovers and stopping some deep passes downfield. But defensively, who's going to be the big guy to take a step up, a step forward? And a guy that we haven't named yet is Johnny Newton. And that could be crucial for this team, because Johnny Newton, Daron Payne in the middle, I just don't think that's good enough from what we saw last year. Payne, if we get like the 2021 version, yeah. You know, Johnny Newton, if we get the version that would have had him as a first-round pick when he was the Big Ten Player of the Year, then yeah. But there's just a lot of guys that need to step up defensively for this team to take a step forward, and hopefully Jaden's step back is not too far of a step back. Maybe just a slight step back in terms of, I think he will have more interceptions. I mean, it's kind of crazy. He played all 17 games, and he had 9 interceptions for a rookie that threw the ball for more than 3,500 yards. And a few of those, you know, this season could be just a guy dropping the ball or tipping it up. You know, the team actually was pretty decent at not dropping Jaden's passes when he was a rookie. Maybe that was because of his accuracy, or it could be luck. There's a lot of luck in football, and some of that could lead to the Commanders having more turnovers this upcoming season. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Who's your step up? Who's your step down? 833-804-0910. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You can be the quarterback one of this segment. Chime in, 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. We're going to continue our Commanders conversation as we've gotten some good tweets over the last 15 minutes. George tweets me, AWOD, tisk tisk. Jaden Daniels, total yards, up. Touchdowns, up. Interceptions, neutral or slight increase. Rushing yards, down. He goes on to talk about Terry McLaurin. Yards, up. Touchdown, slightly down. Deebo Samuel, up. Ben Sennett, big up. Am I being too negative saying that Jaden Daniels will take a step down this season? Look, he was just iconic as a rookie. I mean, you guys, I hope you know how much of a homer I am, and I even did a bit a couple weeks ago where I said, I think Jaden Daniels could be good enough to make this team 17-0, undefeated. I mean, because he's that kind of playmaker. And, you know, I had a buddy over the weekend tell me, I'm not even a Commanders fan, but I could see myself buying a jersey because I just want to support Jaden Daniels. He's created a newfound energy in this fan base and a lot of joy for me watching this team play on Sundays. I just don't think he can redo what he did as a rookie because so many defensive coordinators are going to be staying up late watching the film, trying to find any little mistake they can find about Jaden Daniels and how you can limit him. But I think Jaden Daniels could take a slight step back, but others could take a step forward. I mean, Stubb talked about the offensive line, and I think that's a great point. He mentioned Brandon Coleman, and I'm super excited to see Laremy Tunsil just go against Abdul Carter, right, of the Giants, or Kayvon Thibodeau, and just look like a man-child versus them. And I really think he can shut down some of the best pass rushers in football that's going to help Jaden have more time in the pocket. But if the offensive line is improved, well, I think you're going to see this team run the ball more, right? And I think they wanted to run the ball more this year. It just wasn't as successful. And so I think you'll see Jaden probably throw for less yards, but maybe he runs for more yards. But more likely, I think Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler run for more yards. I think the improved offensive line is going to help Jaden hopefully have more time in the pocket. But I really think the improved offensive line, that's going to help the running game more than anything. It's going to help the rushing attack for the Washington Commanders. And so I do think that's what would hopefully help Brian Robinson take a step forward and maybe even like a Deebo Samuel getting an opportunity to run the ball. We just got another tweet that I wanted to read on air. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Commander Lifewave says, AWOD, I'm looking for Luke McCaffrey to make a leap. I totally could see that happening. He is totally committed to working on his craft. His father was a great wide receiver in the NFL. We all know what his brother can do as a running back, but also a pass catcher in the National Football League. This is the same guy that was showing up at 5 a.m. with Jaden Daniels. So I think he's a great option to take a step forward. Will he have the opportunity? That's the question. Will he have the snaps on the field? Well, he's got to make the most of the training camp, the start of training camp, because right now there's no Terry McLaurin. Right now there's a Noah Brown injury. Luke McCaffrey could be like wide receiver two in training camp, catching the ball from Jaden Daniels. That's his opportunity to impress the coaches, and then you can get on the field. Hopefully we get to the regular season. And then Lifewave also said, AWOD, Believe it or not, I think Jaden Daniels can be even better due to more time in the system in year two. He is a different beast. I hope that's the case, because this might be the last year that he's working with Cliff Kingsbury. I find it unlikely that Cliff would have another season go by in which he does not take an opportunity to be a head coach. Step up or step down. Who you got? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Stubb, is there anything that you wanted to chime in on here with the Commander's Corner?
I'm just so excited for what the O-line can do for so many reasons. I know we're talking about Jaden's rushing yards going down, but a good O-line, that's going to help him scramble and run even further. It's going to help all the running backs go even further. I think that that's just such a core to this team stepping up, and honestly, we could see Jaden's stats go up because of something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what you hope for. And maybe he does have more interceptions, but in turn he gets more touchdowns because there's more opportunity for him to throw the ball downfield. You know, last year this offense was so much hike, throw. Right at the beginning of the year, I mean, it was like a record of he was getting the ball out of his hands in less than 2 seconds. It was just, that's the way Cliff Kingsbury wanted to run the offense. Yeah. But I think it was Cliff also just letting everyone know, we've got an offensive line issue that ruined Sam Howell and Ron Rivera's career in Washington. I'm not going to let the sacks ruin Jaden Daniels' career. So I wonder if Cliff Kingsbury, with an improved offensive line, will have less plays with a sixth tight end or a sixth offensive lineman as a tight end. Will maybe have less of these quick snap throw plays. I wonder how much of the offensive playbook adjusts with Cliff having more confidence in his offensive line. That's going to be a big thing.
I think another thing to note is I remember a lot of last season, especially later, to your comment of defensive coordinators getting all this tape on Jaden, is there was so much mention of the way he would adapt after halftime. Like, everyone that played with him, all the coaches talked about how Jaden would figure out the scheme against him and work around it. And that's why there were so many second-half comebacks and last-second wins, is because he figured out the defensive coordinators before the game ended.
Yeah, and he's the kind of guy that he will not make the same mistake twice. There were a few games and even a few plays in particular where he missed it on third down, but then he got it on fourth down. Or he had an opportunity in the red zone in the first quarter and didn't get in and then got there in the fourth quarter. I mean, I think about that Philly game where he came back and won 36-33. That was not a great game for him. Like, not at all. Two interceptions. Right, and he might have even had a fumble that game, or somebody else had a fumble. We had a lot of turnovers in that game, but they fought back. Right, it was 21-7 at the end of the first quarter. I remember because I was watching it sidelines at the Siegel Center for a VCU game, and it was just crazy to me how this team kept coming back and back and back, and opportunities that they missed in the first half, they took advantage of in the second half of that game. And then the other thing that like stands out, looking back on some of the stats from last year, Stubb, and we talked about this, when Jaden ran for 35 or more yards, the team was really good. When they as a whole were able to run for 100 yards, they had a great record, right? I mean, I believe it was 9-1 when Jaden Daniels had 35 or more yards, and it might have been like 10-3 when as a team the running backs went over 100 yards, not including Jaden Daniels' rushing yards on the ground. But I do think that he can take a step forward in terms of throwing the ball downfield. I want less designed running plays. If the offensive line is protecting him and nobody's open and he takes off and runs, I'm okay with that like every single play, because you're not most likely to get hurt when people are dropping back in coverage, right? When you got two safeties, they're 30 yards downfield. They're worried about McLaurin and Debo. You know, your linebackers are covering Zach Ertz, and he's ran a 15-yard route. Things are going to open up for Jaden to take off and get 10 yards here and 8 yards there and extend the drive because he gets over the first down line and then gets out of bounds. You are most likely to not get hit, I think, in those scrambling situations there. But when they call these quarterback design keepers, it's just crash on Jaden, right? And I want Cliff Kingsbury to get away from those this season. But hopefully the offense will take a step forward with that offensive line. I do have questions about the defensive line, and that's why we've talked about this. I want another edge rusher in the building before September 7th, and I'm hoping that it's Johnny Newton and Daron Payne taking a step up, because if they don't, I do still think that defensive line in the trenches could be a weakness for the 2025 Washington Commanders. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.